President Bush's formation of a White House office on faith-based action is being criticized by those who say it crosses the boundary between church and state, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
During his campaign for the presidency, Mr. Bush visited many faith-based programs. He said he hoped to enlist them in what he calls armies of compassion to provide much-needed social services.
Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
George W. Bush.
One place he visited was this program in a poor section of Baltimore. It's run by a group called The Door, which works with local churches. Besides offering after-school care and drug counseling, The Door renovates abandoned houses, provides job training, and helps local businesses get up and running. Mr. Bush said this is just the kind of activity government should encourage.
One of the things that happens when you interject faith into a neighborhood is it revitalizes the neighborhood. It not only revitalizes the physical aspects of the neighborhood, as we're beginning to see as houses after houses get repaired, it reinvigorates the soul of the neighborhood.
He said groups such as The Door often understand better than government does how to help the poor. Now that he's in the White House, President Bush is going ahead with his plan. He's creating a new White House office to help faith-based groups and other charities work with government to provide services. The president also wants to extend tax breaks for charitable giving to those who don't itemize deductions and to allow church-affiliated programs to get more federal funds. Jim Wallace heads Call to Renewal, a federation of churches and faith-based groups that fight poverty. He was one of 30 religious leaders Mr. Bush consulted with in December about his proposal. Wallace thinks that the plan makes sense.
We can help this government think about policy from below, you know, because we're talking about people on the ground, on the street, who know what would make a difference in the lives of poor families.
But right now, religious groups can only compete for federal welfare funds. The president would like to expand this provision, called charitable choice, to all federal programs. Wallace thinks that this can be done without violating the separation of church and state. He hopes the issue of giving government money to faith-based groups doesn't overshadow the plan's potential to address some of the nation's most intractable problems.
Let's deal with the funding issues in a reasonable way, but let's not make that the heart of the debate here. It really isn't the most important thing going on.
But it could become the most important obstacle. Barry Lynn is executive director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State. He says the Bush plan is clearly unconstitutional.
You simply cannot have federal dollars being doled out to the ministries of churches, even when those ministries are doing good work in the community.
The money isn't supposed to be used to force religion on those receiving services, but Lynn is skeptical.
Why would you set it up out of a church if you didn't plan to promote religion in the program?
He says his group will almost certainly fight the Bush plan in court. Lynn is already part of a lawsuit challenging the welfare law, which also allows faith-based groups receiving funds to discriminate in hiring. Several religious groups are also worried about working too closely with Washington. Brent Walker is executive director of the Baptist Joint Committee, which promotes religious liberty. Walker thinks one reason faith-based groups are so successful at providing social services is because they haven't been dependent on government funds or subject to government regulation.
He who pays the piper calls the tune. And no matter how much proponents of charitable choice say that it ain't going to happen here, we all know that it is eventually going to happen. And that's going to result in excessive regulation of religion, entanglement between religion and government, and in the long run will violate the autonomy and integrity of religious institutions.
Walker is also worried that religious groups will start to compete against each other for limited federal funds. He thinks there are other ways that government can help faith-based groups provide services, such as sharing information and making referrals. But President Bush says he's prepared to make the case for direct aid. Last week, he told reporters that government would not fund religion, but that it shouldn't fear giving money to faith-based programs. Jim Davenport, who runs The Door in Baltimore, says he can't wait. He thinks concerns that groups like his will use government funds to promote religion are unfounded.
And those concerns that you hear voiced are generally things like a real, real strong evangelic type of direction. It happens so seldom because initially you're trying to meet people's needs.
And he says those needs are so great, he, for one, is happy to get whatever help he can. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.